Join me in praying for Ontario. Population 182,000. 69 churches are listed that we could find. It's home to the Ontario International Airport. Its name came from the Ontario Model Colony Development, established in 1882 by the Canadian engineer George Chaffee. Chaffee College also. And Charles Chaffee. They named the settlement after their home in Ontario, Canada. Nearby cities, Rancho Cucamonga to the north, Upland to the west, Fontana to the east. Let's also pray for those that care for the property of a church. The trustee boards, the building staff, the maintenance, the gardeners, all those that fix the different items and make sure that they run properly. They're not always thought about, so let's lift them up. Some are volunteers, some are paid, some are external. An opportunity to reach all of them. Will you stop and pray with us for just a few minutes? Father, we thank you. In Exodus 25:9, you said, according to all that you are going to show us as the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furniture, just so you shall construct it. In other words, you had specific directions and how to make a place that you could dwell in. And so, Father, we lift up those who take care of the place that people meet in, whether they rent or they own or are in the process of owning. God, we pray, or preparing to build. We pray, God, that you would just help these trustees and maintenance and gardeners do their work as unto you. May they find excellent deals on being able to fix things. May some be volunteered and supported. May some people supply some of the resources. May it be done in orderly and in good fashion. May no one take advantage of the church just because it's a church. We pray that they come together and they're able to agree and work together and collaborate. And then we lift up Ontario, as large as it is with all these churches. We ask and first say that, Jesus, you are Lord of Ontario. We ask, as we do for every city, that intercessors would rise up and claim this land for the Lord and the people. And we pray for Christians to unite in prayer at their churches and community events and schools, the kids at schools, to pray for the lost to come to Christ, for boldness to share their faith with signs and wonders that follow, no matter what persecution might be experienced. We pray for believers to rise up with a hunger for the word and a thirst for the Holy Spirit, for quick repentance, for freedom from addictions, deliverance from drug issues, unity in the families, boundaries for cell phone usage. Church leaders would preach with passion that leads people to repentance, and the gospel would transform lives, awaken the older believers, return them to their first love, and revive those who are lukewarm. May reformation come, because of the lives that are changed by you, O Lord. In Jesus' name.